WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Papa Wemba is an innovative African pop performer with a career and a following as extensive as many rock and roll veterans from the 1970s. But world music commentator Milo Miles says few of Wemba's rock peers can match his vitality today.
He's been a singer and band leader for 22 years. He was born in Zaire, lives in Paris, and has management in Japan. No wonder he has trouble arranging for a tour of the U.S. At any rate, Shungu Wembado, known as Papa Wemba, stands tall on the map of African pop as the performer who did as much as anyone to change the amplified rumbas of his grand forebears into high-tech soukous and make that style the most popular music in Africa for another generation. The word that comes to mind when you think of Wemba is hard. Hard electric guitar sounds, hard, even harsh vocal tone, and hard-driving arrangements of dance rhythms. Yet I believe he's the original velvet hand in the iron glove. Not many of his lyrics have been translated, but the few I've seen reveal a thoughtful, even tender soul. Another clue is that his favorite African-American vocalist is Otis Redding, that big, brawling voice attached to the vulnerable heart. Redding wanted to put passion up front and all over you in a song, and the same applies to Wemba. You don't need to know the language to sense that. One measure of Papa Wemba's savvy is that he always seems to have it both ways. He was a scruffy rebel who became a fashion plate. He was a relentless progressive in music who became a champion of the roots pop movement in Zaire. In 1970, Wemba was a founder of the band Zico Langa Langa, which was called the Rolling Stones of Zaire. Wemba's showy wardrobe and flair for stage drama also suggest David Bowie and Rod Stewart. Zico Langa Langa made Zairean rumba leaner, more insistent, by eliminating the chugging horn charts and by emphasizing metallic guitar tones and long, feverish improvisations. Of course, vintage Zico Langa Langa doesn't sound too ferocious to us in the land of speed metal and gangster rappers.
Natongo na la muki na tuni mama Mama alobi na ngai na luka yo Yeba na tamboli moto Moselu yangu ma ekipa moto te Tukutani na ma elika Na pesi aloba kompeto yambani Oh oh la mule na biso ebani Se sore chuchuna na komi kopanga Lenge tolingani yeba Yeba,
Shushuna.
Wemba left Zico Langa Langa in 1974 and a couple years later formed his band Viva La Musica, which continues to this day with various personnel. Given that Wemba associates designer clothes with a certain independence and pride, it was inevitable that he should wind up in the center of Francophone fashion by the end of the 1970s. He fit in well with the cosmopolitan Afro-Paris scene of the last decade, and a testament to his staying power is that while he's clearly an old pro, he retains the aura of an up-and-comer. Unavoidably, however, Wemba's albums have grown a shade routine over the years. He makes a mighty effort to stretch himself on his first American release, Les Voyageurs, and most cuts deliver a surprise, like a tart cluster of voices, percolating electronic sub-rhythms or some peppery soukous guitar. Overall, Les Voyageurs sounds a bit slight and synthesizer crazy to me, but because it's the most readily available of Wemba's records, you should give it a shot.
I'm
esangata mayina mele ekinisa papa motema nakinda makase bongo awa diose bongo zape akindanga abongo mokambi monene esika ya mosala mikili na mikili biso pe na kokatisa bibale mpe na bangomba esengo mpe kebwa ta malamoko na kolaa likamwisi monene nze basala wana mokili moyi na pokwa ekutana.
Other even better choices, if you can find them, include the albums La Esclave and Ekumani. And, well, there are at least three albums called just Papa Wemba. The one with the gray cover on the Stearns Africa label and the one with the brown cover on the Discs Esperance label are the most potent. Just remember, if it says Papa Wemba on it, it's hard to go too far wrong.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. Papa Wemba's new album, Le Voyageur, is on the Earthbeat Warner Brothers label.